gather round, it's time for the big ten. Pull down, kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand, and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big ten hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust, 'cause when big ten does a hoedown, he really kicks up some dust.
Oink. Frozen.
Moo.
Oink.
Moo. Nay.
Lobster.
Quack. Lobster.
All right. Here it is. The pig pen.
I've always been fascinated with celebrities and their methodology of acquiring women.
Gagree.
Especially with people. You heard, remember the stories about Derek Jeter, that he would, there would be non-disclosure contracts, there were gift baskets, and these things, I mean, the gift baskets were kick-ass.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get an iPad and a year's, I don't know, paid spa treatment.
I pictured
card.
It being a legitimate gift basket.
Yeah.
With the the plastic wrap around it and everything. And
right.
And then you take it home and you're like, oh,
and I was
look
always
at that.
Curious, how does that work? And, you know, you get the girl over and you, oh, by the way, before we do anything, I need you to sign this contract.
Put your phone in the
yep.
drawer.
Yeah.
You can't, yes.
And I guess that's, you sound, it sounds like a little bit overly cautious, but when you're talking about massive, massive celebrity like that, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You remember the stories of back in the day in the 70s, like Van Halen would have spotters that would spot good-looking girls in the crowd. And they were on a grid. And you'd say, oh, row 7, seat L. And they'd go out there, and roadies would give them passes. So then you've got the best-looking women, or David Lee Roth or one of the other guys would say, hey, that girl right there, and they'd go out and give them passes, and then they're back at the meet and greet and
yep.
doing God knows what. Well, there's a celebrity that we're all very familiar with that kind of falls under this heading.
Cray-Tray.
And it's not Cray-Tray.
It.
Vice News did an article last week, and the title is Extremely Blonde and Disturbingly Young, The Anatomy of a Leonardo DiCaprio Relationship.
No, boy.
I saw this.
Did you read this?
I did.
Dude, feel free to jump in here as much as you want. Leo DiCaprio has never been married. He's 44 years old. And in his dating history, going back to 1999, he has never dated, number one, a non-model or non-actress, and no one under the age of 25, or
over the age of
25.
Damn. eventually, I guess it's just you take your turn if you're one of these girls. Like, do they think that it's the star effort? It's the Rolling Stones song.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They know it's going nowhere. It's just like, well, I might as well.
I'm young.
It's him.
I might as well have fun and get on a yacht and hang out with Leo. And you'll see him at events, like at basketball games or some type of sporting event. Or
does he have girls with him then?
He'll have girls with him. He's never affectionate with them. He's always wearing like a ball cap.
Always.
And with maybe a hoodie over it and sunglasses, and he's sucking on his vape pen, and they're next to him just young, and they look like his daughters.
Yeah.
He's basically turning into Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
And there's never anything posted about him.
No.
You never see any pictures unless they're at a sporting event, but he's never affectionate. You never hear anything about this guy's love life. Well, I'm going to go over this chart. Mike, you saw this as well. Somebody advice put this chart together that shows his dating history going back to 1999 when Leo DiCaprio was 24 years old. At that point, from 24 to 29 years old, I believe he was in an exclusive long-term relationship with Gisele Bündchen.
Didn't know that.
Yes, they dated for 5 years. When
Did you
she...
know that?
No. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
When she was 18. So we're looking at a 6-year difference.
Kind of weird.
Oh, it gets better.
Okay.
When she turned 23, they broke up. At 30 years old, Leo dipped back down and started dating a 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
A model named Bar Raphael.
Oh, yeah.
Familiar with her?
Oh, she's a big SI swimsuit
yes.
chick.
They dated until she turned 25, where Leo turned 35. At that point, he started dating for 1 year actress Blake Lively.
Oh.
I know. Who was 23 at the time. This made him 36. When he turned 37, he dipped down to a 22-year-old, a model named Erin Heatherton. Anybody know her?
Yes.
Okay. When Leo turned 38, he went down to 20 and for 2 years dated a woman named Toni Garn, another blonde, another model. They dated for 2 years until Leo turned 40. Now, I respect him here because the next girl that he did date was a model named Kelly Rohrbach, who was 25. So
he went up.
Good job, buddy. They lasted a year. Then when he turned 41, from his age from 41 to 42, he dipped down a little bit and started dating model Nina Agdal, who was 24. Their relationship ended when she turned 25 years old. Then Leo, last year at the age of 43, started dating and his current girlfriend. They've been together for a year and a half. They met when she was 19.
God, dude.
She just got old enough to be able to legally drink. And he is 44 years old. So there's a limit.
Man.
Now, how does he meet these women?
That's the question I have.
All right.
Is this agent-driven?
Let's get to that. Every single year, whether he's got a movie in it or not, he goes to Cannes. And what is it, Cannes? Models. Tons and tons and tons of models. He has his people, and he's had these people for a long time. The name of his group, his friends, I can't say this on the air, but it's called the Pea Posse.
Oh, dear.
Yes. They sprang into action in New York nightclubs in the 90s. Leo has top lieutenants in the Pea Posse that are faithful to him and have been for years and years and years. And what they do is they'll go to these nightclubs, these Manhattan badass exclusive nightclubs where there's parties and whatnot. And where is he? He is sequestered behind the ropes, surrounded by his people. He will pick out girls that he wants to talk to. And his people will go out into the crowd and ask them for their business cards. And they're all models. And then he will get their business cards, rifle through them, and I guess maybe the text thread starts, or they connect on social media or whatever. He always shows up at these things looking like absolute crap. He's kind of fat now.
Yeah, he's puffy. Like he looks good. He looks good in this new movie, in the Tarantino movie.
Right. I think what he does is he gets in shape and busts his ass for a role.
Right.
Busts his ass for a role. But when he's done, it's nachos and beer and cigarettes and right. whatever.
Goatees.
And models. Always models. So what happens when you actually get to date Leo for a while and he makes you his girlfriend? It's not like he completely hides her away, but like I was saying, they're never affectionate, and the relationship, I guess the longest one was Giselle, and that one was 5 years, or lasted 5 years when she was 18.
And that's when he was young and hadn't developed a pattern.
Yeah. So the longtime rumor is that women who date him, and I'll just read this from the article, sign a non-disclosure agreement. None of them have ever given tell-all interviews or gossiped about him to the tabloids after a breakup. That's never happened. No reporter has ever gotten his hand on any of this kind of a non-disclosure act. But in 2017, the LA Times reported that these NDAs that DiCaprio used to have employees sign at his production company are widely overbroad. So it covers everything. So essentially, you can't say anything about him at all.
Or what? You get sued?
Yeah. I mean, the NDAs are taken very seriously when it comes to celebrity. They want their secrets
kept. When do you have the girls sign this, is my question.
That's not reported in this.
Like, how long before you... Is it a date? Like, hey, I'm Leo. hey, can you sign this real quick?
I bet he doesn't even have them do it. His people do it. When they come over to actually meet in person for the first time, I bet that is the first order of business.
It's not after a couple of dates and get to know you and then...
Why would you wait?
Okay, so because what he happens wants to meet you.
Yeah.
He brings the girl over or whatever, and a representative meets her at the door and says, welcome. You know, we're glad to have you here. You might want to read over this real quick and sign it. And just want to let you know that this covers everything for the next 5 years.
Okay, I'd love to sign that. And you know what? I'm going to change that, man.
And I think it's probably easier for girls that are in their late teens and up to 25 because they like the celebrity. They want to be known as the girl that's dating Leonardo DiCaprio. So they're like, sure.
We'll sign anything for a little chunk of that.
Yeah, a little more easily manipulated at that age.
I also wonder, too, at this point in his life, if this is satisfying at all. The hunt, which is not a hunt. It's a shop.
Right.
Literally, you're going and picking out Cap'n Crunch.
Yes.
And you're putting it on the shelf. That's it.
Oh, no, I think I want Count Chocula tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that.
Is that, again, it sounds great.
Oh, God, man, I'd be banging every model. Blah.
But he's 45 years old now.
Almost.
What is he getting out of any of this?
I think, I mean, you know people like this, and this, it's got to come from some place of deep insecurity and fear of real connection or commitment, that you have these surface-level relationships with women that are less than half your age. And you know it's not going to go anywhere. It's kind of like a transaction. They know it's not going anywhere. He knows it's not going anywhere.
That's got to be so weird.
That's right.
20 years of not going anywhere.
It's your beauty for my power.
The only one of Leo's ex-girlfriends who's ever really talked about what it's like to date him is his most famous, and that would be Giselle.
Probably because it was before any of the NDAs were signed.
She waited 14 years to say anything about dating him. So in an interview with Porter Magazine in Feb, she said that she broke up with Leo after she decided to cut back on partying to cope with her anxiety. She was quoted, this is the only thing that's really ever been said, quote, I'm no longer numbing myself with smoking, drinking, and too much work. I was becoming more and more aware of things that I'd chosen not to look at, she said. Was I alone in wanting to do some serious soul searching while he stayed the same? In the end, unfortunately, the answer was yes.
I wonder if he still parties balls. He's got the puffy, I drink a lot face.
He does.
You know?
I think he likes to have a good time. He likes vaping and wearing ball caps.
Hey, and you know, the other thing you don't hear about Leo is, you know, you hear about these guys and hanging out and having friends and things like that. You never hear about him being like a dude that...
The paparazzi will follow him, and there was a shot of him, and I guess he's buddies with Tobey Maguire, who was recently divorced, and they're sitting at a table with four models, all 19, 20 years old.
So stupid!
Is it?
It's ridiculous. Yes, it is.
But
it's hilarious. Like, those guys, Yeah.
I guess it's a good gig if you can pull it off. But, I mean, how sustainable is that? I mean, God, he's been doing it for 25 years.
He don't want no kids either.
No.
Yeah.
Hell, how old was Clooney when he finally got hitched? He was in his 50s.
Yeah, he's like 56 or something before he had a kid.
Yeah.
Before he had twins with anal.
Who?
Is that how they did it?
No, you can't make a kid that way, bro.
Are you sure?
It's illegal. I mean...
A mall. We're talking about a mall.
All right, well, there's this week's Pig Pen.
That was awesome.
I love you.
Enjoyed oink. That. Oink to you. A hearty oink to you.
Oink.
All right, community quick hits are on the way.
We found out who bought Robert E. Lee.